Christ is risen. God created man with a specific purpose. And that purpose is to become a partaker of his glory. But to partake in his glory, we must do a few things. At first, what we must do is to accept our ignorance to the mystery of God and his teachings. In the book, Way of Pilgrim, the pilgrim does his examination of conscience before preparation for confession, where he starts off, I do not love God. And then he continues, I do not love God because if I loved him, I would have done this or that. I would have followed his commandments. The pilgrim recognized his ignorance and indifference towards God and his teachings in his daily routines, and he yearned for change. After we recognize that we are ignorant and indifferent towards God, and in that broken state, we turn to him and say, Lord, save me. Lord, have mercy on me. We open up the door to him and to his teachings. This is a very painful process. It's painful because we realize that if we want to actually serve God and to live a life in Christ, we must detach ourselves from anything that keeps us away from God. And also, any sinful desires that cause us not to fulfill the commandments of God in our daily life. Today we hear a beautiful gospel. A gospel which touches on one of the most important senses in our body, the sense of sight. We once again are shown the mystery of God. Christ made a miracle. He made a blind man to see. He healed him, and he made him perfect. He did not have to heal this man, but he did so we can all believe. We read in the book of Genesis that God made us out of clay, and he made us in his image according to his likeness. So what did Christ do to this man? He spat on the dirt and covered his eyes with mud, told the man to wash it off so man could see. Christ made this man whole. It makes sense. God created us for specific purpose, so he can manifest himself in us in perfection. Therefore, we are like a mirror. God is a great light, and we are supposed to be his reflection. The man born blind showed Christ's simplicity in his life. So Christ made him whole, not just bodily, but in his soul too. At the end of the gospel, the blind man who no longer is blind physically recognizes Christ as his Lord, and he believed. His news, his eye of the soul was healed and was open to see the glory of God. Many fathers of the church teach about light and news, the eye of the soul, and how they are interconnected. They teach us about it because they know the psychology of human being. They know that we want to live in light, but at the end of the day, we always choose darkness. Faith in Christ and the confession of our sinfulness is the only real darkness. Cleanses the mirror of our soul so that we can reflect the light of life. If we put our faith in any kind of physical gift, like Pharisees did to their laws and virtues, it dulls the surface of the mirror and can no longer reflect the life. How many times during the day we do things that dulls that mirror, that can no longer reflect the light of God? The soul should not act as its own light. The soul should only reflect the light which God gives. Because of our sinfulness, the soul tries to act as its own light, which leads us to follow our own desires and our sinful passions. That is why the soul should reflect the light of God. Though only then do we truly follow Christ. When the Son of God came into this world, and we can remember December 25th, Incarnation of our Lord, Christmas. At that very moment, Christ became our point of reference on how we should live and act. He became this mirror for us, and this is how we are supposed to look like Christians. And if we don't, then God doesn't know us. And if He doesn't know us, we die without paradise. I do think it's okay to ask, if Christ stood in front of me, would He recognize Himself in me? Or would He recognize just some kind of a distortion? We cannot be ignorant anymore. And the sooner we start caring about our spiritual vision to be restored, the better our life will be, the holier our life will be. So let us beg God that He helps us to heal our spiritual vision so the eye of the soul can be guided by God, so we can do what God really wants us to do. Christ is risen. Amen.